Welcome and thanks for listening. This is your Nebraska Judicial Branch.
Greetings, I am your host, Gene Cotter, and today, in honor of Probation Supervision Week, which is July 17th through 23rd of 2022, I am joined by Juvenile Assistant Deputy Administrator Carrie Rumbaugh and Juvenile Justice Program Specialist Lindsay Meyer. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Gene.
You bet, yeah.
So, as I said, the week of the 17th through the 23rd is Probation Supervision Week. Carrie, tell us a little bit about Probation Supervision Week and what exactly it means.
Well, we're really excited to celebrate Probation Supervision Week because it is all about celebrating the work that our staff does. And so probation staff are from probation officers to probation leadership, support staff, and just the incredible work that they do to support probationers and helping them change behavior, keeping our community safe.
Lindsay, Carrie touched on the amount of work. Could you just talk a little bit about the numbers, like how many people are there on probation in the state of Nebraska, how many officers and staff it actually takes to perform that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we currently have over 20,000 individuals on a probation supervision in the state of Nebraska. And supporting those individuals on probation, we have 953 total staff, and about 200 of those being administrative staff and district management.
We provide services across the state, right? All 93 counties, we have people that we provide services for and to and supervision, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so Carrie, back to you for a minute. Tell me a little bit about what's going on this week. What should people be looking forward to?
Well, I'd have to talk about first the proclamation, because I really think that that proclamation signing is such an important piece of the week. And so we have Supreme Court Justice Jeff Funk, who is going to facilitate the proclamation signing, and we are going to broadcast that so everyone can see it. So we're really looking forward to that, and that's going to happen in the Supreme Court chambers, but it will be, like I said, broadcast for everyone to be able to view. So that will happen on Wednesday, July 20th at 2 p.m. So kind of midweek after the celebration has started, we get to jump in.
So when you're talking broadcast, you're talking on Nebraska public media, right?
Yes.
On the same, where you could see the legislative session or where the Supreme Court is hosted.
Correct. And we're going to have a chief probation officer come and share about their experience, and then also a probation staff come and share about some of their life experiences. So that will be great as well.
Lindsay, in what ways are we recognizing, or is this week being celebrated across the state?
So we're really excited about some of the things that we have planned to recognize staff across the state. We have a really exciting retention recognition event planned, and this will recognize multiple staff across the state who have been with the judicial branch for 10 years or more. We are planning some surprise in-person visits to folks across the state and really wanting to recognize and lift up that accomplishment. And we'll be recognizing probation officers, administrative staff, support staff, drug techs, really just, again, recognizing and giving our appreciation for their years of service.
And Carrie, that talked a little bit about the recognition that the administrative office is attempting to provide to the field. Are you aware of anything, without going into any specifics, around how this week is being celebrated at the local level, like in each of the 14 probation districts?
Yes, absolutely. So the probation districts also work really hard to celebrate this week. And so they will be hosting community events within the different districts across the, like you said, the entire state of Nebraska. This will also include events that support probation clientele. So those on probation will be noticed and supported as we celebrate this week. Additionally, there will be some probation-centered activities, so something that may happen within the probation office, as well as recognition for probation officers from their leadership. So fun, different activities that just continue to celebrate what's happening with this week.
All right, Lindsay, so I'm going to let you bring it home. What should communities and probation staff alike be looking forward to this week?
Yeah, so we have some exciting social media coverage planned. Really looking forward to celebrating and broadcasting what the local probation districts are doing, as well as what the administrative staff are doing to celebrate the state. Probation staff will be posting those to social media, so stay tuned to all of our social media platforms so that you can stay up to date with the celebrations as they're happening.
All right. So 20,000 people, 93 counties served by 950 some staff. Sounds like a very big undertaking, but a very worthwhile undertaking. Carrie Rumbaugh and Lindsay Meyer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Gene.
This has been another episode of Your Nebraska Judicial Branch. Please remember to subscribe, like, and review us on your favorite podcast platform.